Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah will discuss the details of someone who curses Hashem. Now, the Mishnah writes, HaMegadev Eino Chayev Ad Sheyefarish As Hashem. The Megadev, the one who curses, is not liable until he says the name explicitly. And the Braisa and the Gemara explains that just like when you a person were to curse another human being, he does it with God's name in order to be in violation of cursing another person. So also, somebody who curses Hashem is also cursing Hashem using one of Hashem's names. So it would be cursing Hashem with the name of Hashem. And there's actually a difference of opinion about whether or not you need to use the way God's name is written, not the way we pronounce it, or even if you just utilize the name the way it's pronounced, the way we pronounce it, is that sufficient? There's a dispute about that. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha explains, B'chol yom, every day while they're judging a person who has cursed Hashem, dunin es ha'edim b'kinoi, they judge or discuss with the witnesses utilizing a kinoi, a euphemism for Hashem. What euphemism do they use? Yaka yose es yosi, that yose should hit and afflict Yose. Now, that's Yose is being used as a euphemism for Hashem, and the reason is because Yose is made up of four letters, just like Hashem's name, and it's the numerical equivalent of the name of Hashem Elokim. That's why they use Yose as Yose. Now, Nigmar Hadin, once they conclude the judgment and they find him guilty, Lo Horgim Bikinui, they cannot kill him based on having heard from witnesses that he used the kinoi that they've been using up until this point, the nickname, the euphemism they've been using, Ella, but rather, Motziim es kol ha'adam lachutz, they send everybody out for the courtroom, v'shoalim es ha'godol shebahen, and they first ask the older one of the two witnesses, v'omim lo, and they say to him, emor, say, ma'sha shamata beferish, tell us explicitly what you heard. We're using Hashem's name, even though it's repeating the curse of Hashem, but it has to be said. He's actually not cursing Hashem, he's just quoting somebody else. Vhu Omer, and he says what the man said, the actual curse, with using Hashem's real name. V'hadayanim omdim araglayim, the judges stand up on their feet. V'korin, and they rip their clothing, just the way a person does when he loses a close relative. V'lo ma'achin, and they do not repair that tear. Vasheni Omer, the second witness says, he doesn't need to say Hashem's name. He just says, Af ani kamahu. I also heard the exact same thing. Vashlishi Omer, if there's a third witness, he says, Af ani kamahu. I also heard the same thing. And that's the method that they use in order to find him guilty. It's only necessary for one person to say it explicitly.